All right, we are back with you. Sports Radio KHTK. We're going to flip things around a little bit because Vernon Davis is eating dinner there in Ohio. We're going to have him on in about 20 minutes. And so we're going to put Darren McFadden, he's going to be coming on, and we'll talk with the Raiders AFC Player of the Week as the Raiders get ready to take on New England. But boy, how much fun is it to watch number 20, Darren McFadden, as we mentioned, AFC Player of the Week, and he joins me here on Sports Radio KHDK. Darren, good to talk to you. This is Grant Napier. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I had the coach on yesterday talking to Hugh Jackson about the atmosphere, but early in your career, you know, you've seen some crowds, but I don't know, have you ever seen anything like you saw on Sunday against the Jets? That place was electric.
You know, I think that might have been one of the best ones I've seen since I've been here as a Raider. You know, I think it's a lot of great chemistry going on right now around the team, and the fans can feel that also. They want to just get out and witness it.
What does it mean to a player, seriously, when you come out and the place is not only packed, but the crowd is just juiced and can't wait to get going?
It's amazing for a player, you know, because we feel like we play this game for the fans, you know. And as long as the fans are happy and juiced up, you know, we try to be as happy and juiced up as we can. And going out there and being able to get a win over a team like the Jets, I know that everyone was just ecstatic about it.
You know, when I look at the early part of your career and then I look at last year and this year, and I want to go back. How truly frustrating was it for you? Because, you know, a lot of people, they hear turf toe and they think, oh, gosh, the guy's going to be fine. Can you explain to the football fan listening how difficult of a time that was for you because you know that you couldn't play the way you were capable of?
You know, it was very frustrating just knowing that you're not being able to go out there and show what you can actually do on the field with turf toe. You know, a lot of people hear it and may not think about it. It's such a big deal. But I always try to explain to people and tell them, it's like imagine having a very bad jammed finger and try walking on your hands. It's not going to work good at all.
That's a very good analogy. Have a very bad jammed finger and try walking on your hands. I got to tell you, I couldn't walk on my hands with my fingers just fine, but I know I couldn't do it with a jammed finger.
Yeah, me either.
Boy, oh boy. Darren McFadden joining us. Is there anything right now that you feel you can't do on the football field? I mean, you look like, you know, no matter if you want to go straight, left, right, whatever, catching the ball out of the backfield. I mean, is your confidence at an all-time high right now?
You know, I've always told people I've been very confident on the football field because I'm very confident in my ability that God has blessed me with. You know, and just being able to go out there and show it, it's amazing right now. So, I, like I said, I'm very confident as far as whatever I'm doing, going up the middle, left or right, or catching the pass. I'm just very confident out there.
Tell me about the offensive line, which was a question mark coming in. They look like they're doing a beautiful job of run blocking for you.
The offensive line have been doing a great job up front. You know, people try to give me all the success, but, you know, I have to give it to those guys. They're the ones open the hole for me. Now, you know, I just hit the hole running when the opportunity is there.
You know, when I talked to you back in Napa in August, you had eaten your dinner in about 45 seconds.
I remember that.
Yes, I remember it too because I'm like, gosh, I'm from New York, dude, and I eat fast. But compared to you, you ought to be in the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest. You know, you can see how many hot dogs you can eat in a minute. But anyway, you came over and you were very frank. And I asked you what, you know, your goals were. And you said, hey, I want to lead the league in rushing. And you were serious. And, I mean, listen, it's only three games, but you're well on your way, my friend.
Yeah, I look at it, it's just three games right now. But, you know, I said it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. So I just want to try to keep carrying this out throughout the season, you know, and just keep moving forward every week and getting better and better.
How about Hugh Jackson all cylinders? Talk to me about the offense and what they've done to make this offense so potent right now.
No, Coach Jackson, he has, I don't know what it is, but he just has a way about getting the offense fired up. And, you know, I feel like everyone goes out there and responds to him, and you can see the play out on the field.
Are you getting, I know this may sound like a crazy question because you're leading the league in rushing. Are you getting enough touches? I mean, are you happy with the amount of times you're getting the ball?
I'm just fine with, you know, I guess we've been doing a great job as far as moving the ball around, so I'm just fine with it.
The reason is, you know, you got to – yeah, because against the Jets, you had 19 – I shouldn't say only. You had 19 carries. You have 171 yards. That's 9 yards per rushing attempt, and it just seems to me that you're a breakaway threat every time you get the ball. But if you're touching the ball 20 times or so a game, that's good for you?
Yeah, I feel like if you get 20 touches or so a game, you know, something good is going to happen in one of those 20 plays, and you know, big runs are going to come here or there, and so you just have to be ready to hit them whenever they are presented.
Darren, tell me the difference you see in Jason Campbell from last year at this time to now as it relates to your offense.
He's just very confident in the offense behind the center. This year, he knows the offense. You know, last year, he was learning it. You know, at times, you can tell that he wasn't really sure about some things. But, you know, now he knows the offense. If a guy breaks the huddle and line up wrong, he'll tell him, hey, you got to get over here and just get guys lined up right. And it's not as much thinking going on for him. And he can just go out there and play the game.
And what's amazing is, you know, some of the top wideouts on your team have not been able to play because of injuries. I mean, when you get people back, your offense could even be better.
And that's scary. That's scary to think about. You know, like you say, some of our top wideouts haven't even played. You haven't really got to see much of Jacoby or Lewis Murphy. You know, and those guys are a really big part of our offense, and I'm sure it's going to get even better once they're back.
Hey, Darren, talk to me about Denarius Moore, because when we saw him in camp, everybody was just like, wow, you got to watch this guy. You got to watch this guy. But, you know, doing it in preseason and then taking it to the regular season are two different things. How amazing is it when you watch him back in your video sessions, how explosive and how already dominant he is for a guy that's a fifth-round pick playing in only his third game?
You know, it's very amazing. Like you said, we've seen him in all camp, and you can just tell that he has a big, big play potential there. You know, it's just a matter of going out there and doing it. So when he went out there on the field and did it on the field, you know, it wasn't a surprise to the guys on the team because we knew what he could do out there. You know, I'm sure a lot of people were surprised, but we knew as a team that what he can do out there and that's contributed to our offense.
Here's what Coach Belichick had to say about you getting ready for the game on Sunday. He said everything: big, fast, good vision, strong runner, hard to tackle, can catch the ball. He can do it all. Did he leave anything out?
I guess that's pretty much summed it all up.
And you know what I liked? I like what you said earlier today, because I think it goes back to what I asked you a couple of moments ago. You were quoted as saying, I guess 2 years ago I was a bust. Now I'm the best running back in the league. I really don't pay attention to that. Well, you kind of pay attention to that. Did it bother you that people were down on you? Did it bother you that people were calling you a bust? And did that motivate you? Did it fuel you? Has it helped you become the player that you are today?
You know, that's one thing. I just know that's part of the game. If you're doing well, you know, people are going to love you. And if you're not, they're going to hate you. So I know that's just part of the game. And at those times, I wasn't doing well. So I figured it was just part of it, and that's how I go. But for me as a player, I've always been confident within myself. You know, I just knew once I got the chance to get out there and really do what I could do, that people would be amazed.
Tell me about being in a zone that you're in. You know, in baseball, when you talk to a hitter that's in a zone, they say the ball just looks big. You talk to an NBA player when they're on a hot streak, they go, man, the hoop looks like the size of a hula hoop. So tell me what it's like for you when you're in a zone when you touch the football. Talk to the fans about what you see, and does it just feel like you're going to make great yards every time? I mean, take me through it from the time you touch the ball.
Yeah, I guess for a running back, you can kind of sense when you get in the zone, because it's like, a lot of people may not think of, but when you're getting like 3 and 4 yards a carry, you know, that's big to a running back as far as just knowing that you can get in there and get something. And, you know, eventually the defense is going to loosen up in those 3 and 4 yard runs or start turning into bigger runs.
Tell me about the Coliseum now with the sod going to be going down where the baseball infield was, and it can get a little slick. Is that an issue for you? You've dealt with that in the past. What are some of the changes that you have to make when you hit that part of the new sod?
You know, I think it just depends on how the weather is. If it's not so wet outside or if it's wet outside, you want to just wear your cleats accordingly, whether you need shorter cleats or longer cleats. You know, I feel like I've played on it for several years now, so I should be able to run on it no matter how it is.
But if it's a nice day, it's not an issue? The sod going from the grass that's already there to the new grass, it doesn't matter?
I don't think it'll be an issue for us. You know, it's just, like I said, it's just one of those things. You have to just go out there and see what spots are getting torn up and what spots are, you know, pretty much secure out there.
We're talking with Darren McFadden, the AFC Player of the Week. The New England Patriots are coming into town. And tell me, when you look at them on film, what do you see defensively? Do you think you're going to be able to exploit them? I mean, Buffalo had no problem putting up a lot of points. Even Miami, down in the first game of the season, was able to move the ball on them. Is this a defense that you think you can exploit?
You know, looking at them on defense, you know, they have a pretty good front seven over there, and you just have to be prepared. It's one of those deals where you can't worry about what other teams did on you. You have to just worry about what you're going to do. You have to focus in and do what you can do and do what you can control. You know, just bring your A game. We know, we feel like if we bring our A game, that we can move the ball on anybody in the league.
And I would think against this team, because of Brady, long sustained drives and the running game. Your offense has proven that you can play with anybody through 3 weeks. But the reality is, boy, if you can take time off the clock against this team, that's going to really prove to be big dividends.
Yeah, that'll be a great help to our defense also, you know.
Yeah, and the defense, and I listen, you guys are 2-1. There's a long, long way to go. You got New England this week. You got Houston next week. I mean, the defense has to start playing better.
No, I feel like they've been doing a great job. You know, some players that may not have been made that should have been made, but I feel like for the most part they've been doing a great job out there.
Talk to me about your body after 3 weeks. You know, I know that football players always say they're never 100% once the first game starts, but right now, how do you feel physically?
You know, actually, I feel like I'm 100%, you know, that I'm good.
No problems, no issues?
No, sir.
Darren McFadden joining us. All right, I want to talk to you about Arkansas. You know, I was so excited to see Niles Davis this year, and then he blew out his knee before the season started. How good was he going to be this year? Because when I watched him last year, he looked to be amazing. That was a big loss for your alma mater, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know it was a big blow for us. I feel like he's one of the best runners in the country right now when he's healthy in the college game. And, you know, just seeing that guy go down, you know, you just hate to see it. But as a player, you have to just try to keep your mind focused and, you know, just be determined to get back out there and be ready for it whenever you're back out there.
I thought he could have been a Heisman candidate. Well, you know, you've been through some tough times early in your career with injuries. I mean, what would you say to him? Because I would think he'd be pretty dejected right now.
It's one of those things you have to just try to – you have to keep your head up. You know, you can't get down on yourself, because I know that's the first thing people say, you're going to get down on yourself, because I did it. But you just have to try to keep your head up and just stay focused and, you know, stay into the game mentally.
I always love to talk to people that played in that conference, all right, as we're talking with Darren McFadden. What was the best place, the best atmosphere to play in when you were in college, other than your stadium?
Oh, I would have to say LSU probably, because, you know, those fans there, they just – it's like it's about like being in the black hole. You know, LSU fans are pretty outrageous.
I hear LSU on a Saturday night, there's nothing like it. Did you play a night game there?
Yep, played a night game there, early morning games, mid-afternoon.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I hear Ole Miss is pretty crazy, too, even though it's not a good football team. But I hear that going to Oxford's quite an experience.
Yeah, I feel like any conference, any stadium that you go into in the SEC is going to be wild. You know, a lot of people may not think, but like one of the hardest places to play in for me in college was Mississippi State. So I feel like any game you go into in the SEC, you just have to be prepared.
Do you feel that playing in a conference like that better prepares you for playing in the NFL? I mean, you look at you know, Mark Ingram this year and already the good start that he's off to in his early part of the NFL career. When you play in that conference, does it get you – are you prepared to play in the NFL when you walk into camp?
Oh, I guess I'm kind of biased about it because I come from the SEC, but I feel like it does, though. The speed of the game in the SEC is just is crazy. You know, you have so many fast D tackles and D linemen and linebackers. You just have to be ready and you adjust to the speed a lot quicker, I think.
Darren McFadden joining us here on the Grant Napier Show, Sports Radio KHDK. This week, the New England Patriots, and so a capacity crowd hopefully will be on hand. Before I let you go, And I say this because I know how confident you are, and you try not to pay attention to what people are saying, but people are starting to call you the best running back in the league. Do you have to ever gauge about, if I can use the term, overconfident or getting a big head, or do you ever worry about that?
No, that's something I don't worry about at all for myself because I'm a very humble person. You know, at times I joke around a lot with people, and people may take my jokingness as being cocky or something, but I'm a very humble and jokingly person, so that's not something I really worry myself with.
Well, it's a pleasure having you on. I really enjoyed talking to you when we were in Napa, and again, hopefully we can have you on down later in the year. Congratulations on your AFC Offensive Player of the Week, and good luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you.
Yep, that's Darren McFadden of the Oakland Raiders here on Sports Radio KHTK.